Sairam children, welcome to this week's Children's Hour.
Sairam children, and as always, we are coming to you live from our studios in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Yes, Prashanthi Nilayam, which is a home away from home for so many people.
Oh yes, Ganesh, and good you are back home too.
Oh yes, very true. Nothing like home, and definitely no place like Prashanthi Nilayam.
And talking about going home, that reminds me that in the schools in Prashanthi Nilayam, the winter vacations have started today.
Yes, and we could see a lot of children happily packing their bags and going home with their parents today. And you know, Prem, whenever I see children hopping and dancing and going for vacations after an exam, I wonder, will they be as happy if not for the exams?
That's very true. After tough weeks, few weeks of exams, when you have vacations, you just enjoy it so much, isn't it?
Mm.
When given a choice, we will always pick the pleasant over the painful. But we forget to realize that both are important for us to enjoy life.
Definitely. That's why, children, in life, all things come in pairs. For example, pain and pleasure, joy and sorrow, rights and responsibilities. Why? Even if you buy a car, you will have the brakes as well as the accelerator. We can't say, give me a car without brakes.
That would be a disaster for you as well as for others. So children, we should be wise enough to accept both of these and learn to balance ourselves.
Mm.
For instance, take the pair of rights and responsibilities. You have the right to ask your parents whatever you want. They are your parents and you can be free to ask them. But you should also know that you have some responsibilities towards them. It is your duty to obey them and it is your duty to be helpful to them.
Yes, you cannot choose one and shun the other. Similarly, as citizens of the country, we have a lot of rights. We have the freedom of speech, but we should not forget the responsibility that our speech should not hurt others. You have the right to walk on the road, but that does not mean you can be careless and bump into another person, right?
Oh, that reminds me of a very funny little anecdote.
Mm.
A man was once walking down the street. He had a walking stick in his hand. And he had this habit of swinging his walking stick while walking.
Oh, okay. Yes, I have seen some people walking like that.
So one day when this man was walking along the pavement, swinging his walking stick happily, he almost hit the person who was coming from the other direction with his walking stick. That person was startled and told him, "Sir, please watch your stick. You almost hit me."
Oh, then what did the man with the walking stick say?
He said, "It's a free country, sir. I have all the freedom to swing my walking stick."
Oh, that's a rude answer, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But the response from the other man was classic. He said, "Very true. But remember, your freedom ends where my nose begins."
That's a brilliant reply. And how true is it? It is very important, children, that even as we ask for our rights, we should remember to carry out our responsibilities.
And you know what is the connection, children? Put simply, it is like this. Rights is what the society gives you. Responsibilities is what you owe to the society. So one is taking and the other is giving.
And if there must be a balance in life, there must always be give and take. You cannot say, "I will only take and not give."
A simple example is the food we eat. What happens when we eat food? That food goes inside, gets digested, and your body converts it into energy. Now, you have taken in something. Now, this energy has to be used up. So, you have to do some activity.
When you do actions, this energy gets used up. Or in other words, we use this energy to give out actions to the society. Now, if you say, "I will only eat and not do anything," you know what will happen, children?
The body will think, "I am creating so much energy, but this person is not using it at all. So let me convert it into something else and store it in the body." So this will become fat deposits in our body. And if this goes on for a long time, what happens?
I think we don't have to tell you much, because the doctor has told you enough about the problems that come with obesity and fat deposits in the body. So the point is, there must be always give and take, and they should be balanced.
Oh, I remember another beautiful Chinnakatha which Swami himself used to say. Once, a very old man was planting a mango tree. Do you know that story, Ganesh?
Oh, yes, yes. When he was planting, a young boy came there and asked him, "Sir, what tree is it that you are planting?" Then the old man replied, "Son, it is a mango tree. One day, this will grow to be a mighty tree and will give shade and sweet fruits to all."
The boy then said, "But sir, you are so old. By the time this tree becomes big and starts giving fruits, pardon me for saying this, you will not be alive to enjoy it, isn't it?"
"Very true, my boy," said the old man. "But you see, when I was a small boy like you, I have enjoyed eating mangoes, resting under the shade of many big trees. But I did not plant those trees or water them when they were small plants. Someone had done it and I enjoyed the fruit, isn't it? So today, I am planting this tree and will water it so that one day a little boy like you can enjoy the fruits."
The boy was so thrilled to have learned this important lesson. After that day, he would also join this old man in caring for that tree. So did you see, children, what are the lessons we have learned so far?
We should not only receive from others, our parents and society, we must also be ready to give. And it is not necessary that you have to give the same person from whom you received. You have received from someone. You can give or help another.
And what happens when we give another? Just like when we receive, we must give. When we give, it will come back to us too. When you go and help someone, God will ensure that someone else will come and help you when you are in need.
I think, Prem, we are going on and on and on. Maybe we can let children understand this point through a nice little story. Yes, children, today's story is a very nice one and it has many different lessons embedded in it. One of it is, when we learn to give, we will also receive. What are the other lessons? We will discuss after the story. Over now to Sumana Madam for this week's story time.
Sai Ram, children. Children, I am sure you have heard the saying, "What goes round, comes around." Does it mean that any act done with a good intention surely gets rewarded beyond imagination? Let us understand this through a wonderful story. One evening, Lord Krishna and Arjuna were going for their usual evening stroll when they came across a very poor Brahmin. He looked pathetic. He wore torn clothes. Arjuna took pity on him and sent a guard to get a bag full of gold coins and gave it to that Brahmin. The poor Brahmin was elated and rushed home with the bag of gold. As he hurried along, he heard a gruff voice behind him, "Wait!" And he turned around. It was a dacoit who threatened him and snatched away the bag of gold. The poor Brahmin cursed his misfortune and went back to begging in the street the next day. Arjuna again saw the person begging. And when he came to know what had happened, he took pity and gave the Brahmin a huge diamond and warned him to be careful this time. The Brahmin accepted it gratefully and took it home. But this time, he was very careful. He kept it safe in an old pot. He decided to sell the diamond and improve his family's living condition. But the next morning, he was shocked to find the pot was missing. he ran out to ask his wife. He saw her returning from the river, carrying water in that very same pot. He looked into the pot. No diamond. He had lost that gem too. Misfortune was in his fate. So he was back on the street that day, begging. When Arjuna saw the Brahmin on the streets and got to know what had happened, he was exasperated. This Brahmin is simply unlucky. There is nothing more I can do to help him. Lord Krishna was watching all that was happening. He called the Brahmin and gave him 2 gold coins. Arjuna smiled. "O Krishna, what can these 2 coins do for that poor Brahmin when all the wealth I gave him slipped out of his fingers even before he could use them?" Lord Krishna just nodded but said nothing. The Brahmin accepted the 2 coins gratefully and started walking back home. When he saw a fisherman selling a fish he had just caught. But the fish was still alive. He felt pity for the fish and thought, "These 2 coins cannot improve my life. Let me at least save this fish with these." He bought the fish and took it home quickly to put it in a pot of water. His wife observed that the fish was struggling to breathe because something was stuck in its mouth. When they both tried to pull it out, they realized it was the same gem given by Arjuna, which they had lost. The Brahmin was overjoyed and in his excitement he shouted, "Got it, got it!" Just then, the dacoit who had robbed him of his bag of gold barged into the Brahmin's house and thrust the bag of gold coins into his hand. He begged him, "Please don't complain to the guards." The Brahmin was confused. What was happening? Actually, the dacoit had been running away from the guards who were behind him to nab him. When he happened to hear the Brahmin's voice exclaim, "Got it, got it!" So see, children, now the Brahmin, who thought himself unfortunate, had got back everything he had lost. The next day, he went to Arjuna to thank him. When Arjuna heard his story, he was surprised at the turn of events. He turned to Lord Krishna. "Is it because you are God that what you gave him, I mean the 2 coins, helped him get rid of his poverty? Please tell me, Krishna." Lord Krishna smiled and replied, "Arjuna, when you gave him all that gold and that diamond, the Brahmin only thought about improving his own life and comforts. But when I gave him the 2 coins, he thought about the pain of another being, the fish, and wanted to relieve it of the painful condition it was in. That is God's task. So Arjuna, since the Brahmin shared my responsibility, it's only natural for me to share his difficulties." Children, now you understand the saying, "What goes round comes around." The good act of the Brahmin, done to the fish without expectation, came back to him as good fortune. Because no act done by us with good intention, however small it may be, will ever go unnoticed by God. But we have to do the act without expectation of the rewards, and only as an offering to our Lord. Then, every act of ours will be fruitful. Dr. Abdul Kalam had once said, "I am not a handsome guy, but I can give my hand to someone who needs me." Meaning, our life will become more meaningful when used to help another or comfort someone. Children, wasn't this a wonderful, inspiring story? So see you next week. Sai Ram.
How did you like that story, children, and that song, of course? So always remember this, what goes around, comes around. When you hurt or harm someone, you must remember that it will come back to you. And same is the case when you do good too.
The other lesson in the story was, when you help anyone, person or animal, when you give comfort or relief from pain, you are doing God's work. Isn't it, children? So we become partner in God's work. So when we have God as our partner, won't He come to our rescue when we have a problem?
So both ways, it is a wise thing to help others. That is why Swami always tells, help ever, hurt never. But children, as Sumna Madam told us, it is also important to do good without expecting anything in return.
Oh, that is too much of instructions for today. But we are not finished yet, children. We have not yet heard from our doctor, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Children, we started off the program by talking about pairs, isn't it? Pain and pleasure, rights and responsibilities. Well, there is a duality with regards to food too. And that is taste and health.
Taste and health? Very true. Both of these are important. We have to eat tasty food, but if the food is only tasty and not healthy, what is the point in eating the food? You can still eat it, but we should know our limits, right?
And one such type of food is what we often refer to as fast foods. And as the name suggests, there are food items which can be cooked quickly. When you go to a restaurant and order food, they will take a while to prepare your meal, isn't it?
But there come some restaurants that would be able to quickly prepare your meal. So the food used to be items that could be fried instantly, or sometimes pre-cooked food that just needs to be heated and served. These type of foods came to be known as fast foods.
And a lot of our favorite foods like burgers and fries, instant noodles and packaged food comes in this category. And we all know that they are very, very tasty indeed. But how healthy are these types of food?
So we must remember the important pair here, taste and health. So today, Dr. Lata Shree is going to tell us how healthy these types of foods are. You will know how much you can indulge in such types of food.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram, dear children. Children, today I will speak to you about the effects of fast food on the body. As we all know, food is the fuel for the body. So it has a direct impact on how we feel and also on the overall health. Fast food is the term given to food that can be prepared and served very quickly. Fast food can also be defined as any food that contributes little or no nutrient value to the diet, but instead it provides excess calories and fat. Fast food can be a very good way to save time, but it is not the proper way of nutrition for the body. Some of these fast foods that are of little nutritional value are often very high in fat, sugar and calories. Some of the common fast foods include salted snack foods, gum, candy, sweet desserts, fried fast food like bhaji, bonda and pakoras, carbonated beverages, even chips, hot pies, sandwiches, burgers, croissants, kebabs and pizzas also come under the category of fast foods. Continuous use of fast food causes loss of appetite, abnormal digestion, and some of the canned fast foods can also produce food poisoning. Fast food does not satisfy all the needs of the stomach. Instead, it causes indigestion and gastritis. Lack of fiber in these foods can also lead to constipation. These are some of the ill effects of fast food on the digestive system. Children and adolescents who tend to eat out and who eat more of fast food consume more calories than is normally required. Eating out adds to between 160 to 300 extra calories in a day. According to National Institute of Health, a single fast food meal can give you a whole day's worth of calories, and this will naturally make you put on weight. being overweight is a risk factor for a variety of health problems, as we have already seen. Fats, which are often found in the fast food, are known to increase the level of bad or undesirable cholesterol, that is LDL cholesterol, in the body, and at the same time they also lower the level of HDL or good cholesterol. Trans fats present in these fast foods can also increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Excess consumption of fats can also give rise to fatty changes in the liver. Another important content of these fast foods is sodium. Too much sodium helps to retain water in the body, so it can easily cause generalized bloating and puffiness. Sodium also contributes to high blood pressure and enlargement of the heart muscles. A person suffering from congestive heart failure or cirrhosis of liver or any kidney disease, if he takes fast food with too much salt, there can be a dangerous buildup of fluid in the body. Children who have a high sodium diet are at twice the risk of developing high blood pressure compared to those on a low sodium diet. Excess sodium also increases the risk for kidney stones, kidney diseases, and stomach cancer. High cholesterol and high blood pressure are among the top risk factors for heart diseases. Obesity is often associated with an increase in respiratory problems also, in addition to many other health problems. And treating these respiratory problems in an obese individual may be very complicated. Even without diagnosed medical conditions, obesity per se can cause episodes of shortness of breath or wheezing even on little exertion. Obesity also plays a very important role in the development of asthma and sleep apnea. Obesity can also lead to lack of movements and problems in the muscles and joints. Fast foods also contain certain dietary triggers which can cause migraine headaches. Eating commercially baked foods like donuts, croissants, cakes, etc., and even pizza, hamburgers, hot dogs, is linked to development of depression. People who eat fast foods are 51% more likely to develop depression than those who eat little or no fast food at all. There is a higher risk of developing a skin condition called eczema among children with a diet high in fast food. As we all know, oily foods and foods rich in sugars increase the problem of pimples or acne. When you consume foods high in sugar and carbohydrates, bacteria present in the mouth produce acids, and these acids are hard on the teeth and they can destroy the tooth enamel, contributing to cavities in the teeth. Excess sodium present in the fast foods also increases of a risk of developing osteoporosis, which is nothing but thin and fragile bone condition. Abnormally high concentrations of substances like lead, monosodium glutamate present in some of these fast foods is associated with a very high risk of developing various types of cancer in the body. So children, as you can see, the fast foods have ill effects on almost every organ system in the body. So freshly cooked home food, wholesome food, fresh fruits and vegetables, and natural drinks like milk and tender coconut water are any day superior to these expensive fast foods, though they are easily available, if you want to avoid health issues and if you want to remain healthy. I don't say that you should not have fast foods at all. You can indulge on these once a week or maybe once in 2 weeks like that. But this eating fast foods should not become a replacement or a substitute to your regular, healthy, wholesome, everyday diet. Jai Sir.
Children, hope you remember the doctor's words the next time you trouble your parents for fast foods. It is definitely not wrong to eat such food once in a while.
But remember, it must be only once in a while. And whatever you eat, whenever you eat, remember to offer it to God. That is something you should always remember.
All right, children, it is time now for the last segment of the day. A conversation with a child. And interestingly, when I asked this kid what his city is special for, he was quick to name a very famous food item.
That's true. So which city is this boy from and what that food is, you can listen for yourself. But there are other interesting things he told too. Let's listen.
Salaam dear listeners, welcome once again to A Children's Conversation, and I'm excited to have a new guest with us today. So please introduce yourself to all our children listeners. Your good name?
Vineet.
Vineet. And how old is Vineet?
11 years.
11 years old. So you go to 6th, 7th standard?
7th.
7th standard. In which city?
Hyderabad.
Okay, so you're from Hyderabad.
Yeah.
So what are you doing in Puttaparthi then?
To visit our relatives.
Okay, you can see your relatives. So what is Hyderabad famous for?
Biryani.
Hyderabad is famous for biryani, yes, of course. And I think of late it's becoming very famous for the Ganesha festival, isn't it?
I don't know.
You don't have these big Ganesha statues and an elaborate procession?
We don't have any big, we have like medium size.
Okay. You've been to other cities? You've been to Bangalore?
No.
Any other city? Madras, Bombay?
Mumbai.
So which is better, Bombay or Hyderabad?
Both are better.
Both are better. See, Bombay, they changed the name to Mumbai. Why didn't they change Hyderabad's name? Is there any name you can think of if you want to change your city's name? Okay, Vineet, what else are you interested in? You're interested in studies, first of all? You like going to school?
Medium.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not too excited?
No.
So how excited are you about Monday?
Monday...
You have to go back to school.
Yeah.
Not too excited. So what else do you like other than studying?
Yeah, I like to do drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And music also.
Music also.
Sir comes to us.
What do you learn?
Okay, keyboard and singing.
Okay, you learn to play the keyboard and sing. What do you learn in keyboard? I mean, you could learn Western, you can learn
Western.
Carnatic. You learn Western. So how is Western different from Indian?
Indian, it's like Saregama Padanisa, and Western is like CDFGABC.
Okay.
And in Indian, Western, it's we have some scales like which is not there in Indians.
Okay. There's no other difference?
No, the songs are of English and these are Indian.
Okay. So you didn't feel like learning Indian Carnatic or Hindustani?
Carnatic is there in our school.
Okay.
And Hindustani I'm learning.
So what other classes do you go for? You go for keyboard then?
Only keyboard.
Only keyboard. No sports, tennis, swimming?
No.
You're not a sportsman?
That I have to think.
You've not tried out sports? Still?
No.
So do you think all children have to learn music? Is it necessary to learn music?
I don't think so.
From when are you learning music? Keyboard.
Keyboard I started when I was in LKG.
Okay.
And
that's a long time, LKG. It's like...
No, it's... I stopped it, maybe again started.
Okay. So at least 4 years?
Yeah, minimum.
4 years is a long time, right?
Yeah.
So why did you stop in between and why did you start again?
That I don't know.
So you never made any of those decisions?
No.
So what do you like about... Do you like going to your classes or you get bored? Oh God, music class today.
I don't go, sir comes to me.
Yeah, so you get bored about God, today we have music class.
No, I go twice a week,
mm-hmm.
and some days it'll be like Tuesday, and I forget that there's a class.
Do you really forget, or you pretend as if you've forgotten?
I forget really.
So if given a chance, you will bunk.
I won't bunk, I forget.
So you're very forgetful.
No.
So you really enjoy classes, your teacher teaches you very well.
Yeah.
Does it give you interest in music?
Yeah.
So when you grow up, you have any interest, any plans of taking music mainstream?
Not yet.
Not yet. So what is your plan when you want to grow up? What do you want to be?
Scientist.
You want to be a scientist. So what does a scientist do?
He finds new things that I have not found till now.
Okay.
And discovers new things.
Then? What do we do with the new things found?
We develop the technologies and all.
Okay. Like?
Like...
Name a few technologies which you are interested in. Or
not interested, they have been changed by time.
Like?
Cell phone,
okay.
After that, computer also.
Okay, now the cell phone is in such a state that let's say you are in America and I'm in India. In 1 second, I can reach you. So how much better can that be then?
It can...
What new will you find out there?
It can be that if I don't need to carry my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have it in my hand only. When I press a button in my hand, the cell phone will come into me.
It becomes like an implant, is it?
Yeah. And the charging of the cell phone,
mm-hmm.
we no need to connect any wires for that.
Okay.
We just need to keep some technology that if we keep on that, it'll only get charged.
That's already come. That's not new.
That I don't know.
It's already come, wireless charging. So that's what you'll have to find out, what new you can find out. So by the time you become a scientist, they might have found out so many other things.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what will you like to find out? You like animals?
Not that much.
Not that much. Not as much as machines.
Yeah.
Hmm?
What?
You don't like animals as much as you like machines?
No, it's not like that. Both are not that much.
So what do you like?
Everything is average.
Everything is average. So you just enjoy life as it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. That's the right thing to do. So you have a lot of friends at school. Do you make a lot of friends?
Yeah, everybody is a friend to me.
Everybody is a friend.
Yeah.
So what should somebody do to be your friend? Just be around.
No.
Then?
When
you have 300, 400 students in your school, let's say, or in your class.
Yeah.
Then how do you pick your friend? You must be having about 10, 15 friends. So what's the criteria to be Vineet's friend?
No, nothing is there.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. So how do you pick your friend then?
Anybody.
Hmm?
Anybody.
Okay, if somebody is your friend.
Yeah.
So what if he does, you will say that you're no more my friend?
I don't know.
So what do you think... Okay, you go to school. Are you a good student? Your teachers feel that you're a good student?
Average.
Average. So what does it take to be a good student? Let's say you're the teacher.
Yeah.
You have a class of 20, 30 students.
Yeah.
So what will be your definition of a good student?
I have to think.
Yeah, think. Tell me. What would you expect of your students? Let's say you take a lesson, you teach something.
Yeah.
How would you like your students to respond to that? Do you think that they should, suppose you teach a lesson, do you feel that they should go back every day and read it?
Yeah.
Or do you feel it's once before the exam is good enough?
Every day.
Every day. But we study for our exams only, right?
Yeah.
We study only for getting marks. Or what do we study for? Do we study for anything else? Okay, you go to school, I mean... You have schools on Saturdays also?
It's one day...
Okay, second Saturdays.
Yeah, second Saturdays.
So it's like 90-80% of your month you spend in your school.
Yeah.
Right? So much of your life you're spending in the school. So what do you do that for? You never asked your father, why are you sending me to school for? I don't know what to do with school.
I did not ask.
So you tell me, what do you think? Why all children, so many children go to school? What do they get from school?
Knowledge.
So what is that knowledge you get? So is it any different from the marks you get in exam?
Yeah, it's different.
In what way?
Means if we do cheating and get the marks, again afterwards in class if ma'ams ask us, and if we couldn't answer, they'll think that we have cheated. So marks are very different.
Okay, let's say you got the marks, somehow hook or crook, and the teacher does not ask you in class. So is that okay? So now we've got away with it, right?
Yeah.
So is it okay?
No.
Then? So only if somebody comes to know that you don't know what you've learned, is it a problem or is it just that, you know, I should know what I've learned?
It's a problem.
Yeah, why? Why is it so?
Because he may inform to others about us and we'll have a bad name.
Okay, I'm telling you that nobody comes to know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say I go to an exam. I somehow say copy or something or get my marks. And let's say nobody has found out. So is it okay?
No, is it not okay?
Why is it not okay? Nobody will know, let's say.
Yeah.
Then what is wrong with that?
Yeah, afterwards in end time if we pass off, we go to next class. But when ma'am teaches us new lessons, we won't understand the lessons. And when we go, we have some doubt, we'll ask ma'am. So ma'ams, then they will know after 1 year.
That's a very good answer. You know, at some time it will come out. You can't keep it inside for so long, right? Something people will know, this fellow has done something and got over that class. So it's always good to
not copy.
Okay, study well then. But let's say you've studied well, you've got good marks, still you have a doubt, what you'll do?
Still if I have a doubt.
It does not mean that everybody who asks a doubt has not done properly in the exam, right? Sometimes even intelligent students ask doubts.
But they ask before the exams when they say they forget everything. Then they ask.
It's okay, it's a little bit of confusion you have, you can ask a doubt.
Yeah.
Right? Your teachers encourage you to ask doubts or they say, no, how dare you ask a doubt?
No, they encourage.
They encourage. So which means asking doubt is not necessarily that you've copied it in exam.
Yes.
Right? But it's always good to learn.
But after ma'am explained, again if we do not remember it, then ma'am will think we have done.
Okay. So fine, that's one quality. You said if you're the teacher, we started with that, right? So you want your students to go and study every day. Then what else? Will you give homeworks if you're a teacher?
Not that much.
Not that much. So you don't like doing homework?
No. Our ma'am gives once in a week like that in every subject.
Okay.
So if we give every day, it'll be like boring.
Have you ever asked your teacher, why do you give us homework?
No.
You think it's okay to give homework first of all?
Yeah.
It's okay. Do you help your mother at home?
Yeah.
Some little bit of cleaning, tidying up. So does your mother give homework to school? Does she give you some vegetables and say, cut this in school and come?
No.
Then why teachers giving you homework like that? Why schoolwork is being sent to home?
Home means we can't go to the school and cut.
Okay.
And if we do not understand the matter, and we'll sit like that only without anything. Again, when they give homework, there'll be some twisted sums. That's why they will know afterwards.
Right, that's a very good answer, because sometimes when you're sitting in the class, you think that you understood everything. So when they give you homework, you come back home, then you'll know that, okay, this much I've not understood. Right? It's a means of self-evaluation. Right?
Yeah.
So homework is good.
Yeah.
So we'll tell all teachers to give more homeworks.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
You only told me that homework is such a good thing.
That's a good thing, but anything excess is not good for us.
Oh, anything should be in moderation, is it? So, okay, so if you are a teacher, you will give moderate homework. Okay? So then how strict the teacher will you be, if you are a teacher?
I don't know.
You like strict teachers or you like teachers who are very lenient? You know, the teacher walks into the class, students are all jumping around. The teacher doesn't mind at all.
Average. Average.
There also it should be average, no extreme. So everything should be in moderation.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So that's good. So have you ever thought of becoming a teacher when you grew up?
No.
Why? Why such a spontaneous no?
I don't know.
Why you don't like being a teacher so much?
Yeah, I don't like. I don't like.
Why? See, when you grow up, you said you want to be a scientist.
Yeah.
Right? And you said a scientist is somebody who finds something which has never been found.
Yeah.
Right? So when you go to school, your teacher tells you things which you've never known before. Right?
Yeah.
So the teacher is actually playing the role of scientist. To you at least. To the students, right?
Yeah.
Then why you don't like the job of a teacher then? Every day you will be actually telling new things to your students, isn't it?
Yeah, but it will, for coming till there, it will take a lot of time. But if we only find it before, world won't know, no?
So you don't want to be a teacher only to students. You want the whole world to get something new from you.
Yeah.
That's nice. So, wishing you very all the best for becoming a big scientist. So who's your, do you know any scientist who's your idol or something? You want to be like him?
I don't know much about scientists, but I know much about science.
Science, okay. Name any one scientist, let's see.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein, okay. He's a good scientist. He was a bad student, by the way. It doesn't matter, you know. He was a very, very good student of life. Might not be in school, right? So one day later, should become like Albert Einstein and give us some theory of relativity or something. Okay, all the best. Thank you for talking to us. Sairam.
And that was Vineet from Hyderabad. Let's all wish him all the best for his dreams to become a scientist.
And with that, we have to say goodbye to all of you children. The clock in our studio is saying that it's time for us to go.
But as always, we leave after promising to come back next week with more interesting things to share. Sairam children.
Sairam children, take care and good night.